Rockauto.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck it!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rockin.
Hi, Mom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
And Mace.
And if anyone disagrees with me, I'll open a can of the earth, we'd pump a mud pie, eat some low-fat frozen yogurt, and that's the bottom line.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what your thoughts on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Kane has got two words for you. Drop it.
I don't know what will. Welcome everybody to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Raw Talk Radio Network, presented by PWMania.com and MenLanePromo.com. Go there for some awesome collectible items, including autographs of your favorite WWE and TNA wrestlers. And our prize winners have been getting their prizes, which is kind of awesome. So you can win prizes too at some point when we do more contests. Anyway.
Is that a shot for the fact that I don't mail things on time?
No, but I've gotten responses that they've gotten their packages. That wasn't a shot at you. He just said it in the chat room, so I was paying attention to what they're saying in the chat box.
Ah, okay.
You didn't even come across my brain at that point. Sorry.
But you have to think about me 24/7 because I'm the hashtag favorite.
Ladies and gentlemen, hashtag favorite Lindsay Ward, as always. And, of course, the one, the only Mace.
Greetings, Sloppy.
Oh, this is going to be a fun night. 3 hours of Raw we got to get through here tonight. If you have comments, we'll put them in the chat room. And if you want to give us a call, it's 267-297-1397. We will take your phone calls throughout the night.
Just be warned, we're all in a mood. Just saying. You have been warned.
Yeah, they're in a mood. they're the ones in the weirdness.
And you're just the complete opposite.
Pretty much. Somebody's got to balance out this shit.
Anyways, 3 hours of Raw, and it opened up with CM Punk coming to the ring. He wanted to explain that having a little bit more than a week to digest. To one's perspective, Punk questioned whether he overreacted last week. He said, if you think he did, then you've never held anything like the WWE Championship. He doubted that the people in the building have ever accomplished anything in their lives. Punk said he acted like a normal person because he was screwed out of the WWE Championship. It was stolen from him and is currently being held by someone who doesn't deserve it. Somebody who doesn't pay the price and doesn't understand what it means to be champion. Punk said people have asked for him all week about the video footage, about the Shield that, you know, that Vince McMahon showed. And this, we got references from, that wasn't Paul Heyman, that's Paul Giamatti, where it's a CGI. Paul Heyman, which I thought was great.
Definitely like the Paul Giovanni reference. Like, wow.
If Paul Heyman says it wasn't not him in the video, it wasn't him. It was somebody else. Punk brought up the F5 that Vince McMahon took last week and how it broke his hip. And he basically said, that's karma, folks. Not the big...
No, karma was released.
Yeah, she was released. This is karma without the H.
Ah.
He said the fans haven't done anything great in life because they don't deserve it. He challenged anyone to disagree to enter the ring and said he would knock them back onto the other side of the guardrail where they belong. Punk is the real champion, and he's boasted that he's, at 442 days in his title reign and Elimination Chamber, he's granting The Rock his rematch. And this out walked Booker T.
In a what-the-fuck moment.
Coming to Botchamania soon moment.
Oh, yes.
The manager of managers or general managers or something along those lines. And yeah. Give me a minute. And he tried to compose himself, and it was just, yeah.
Awkward as fuck?
Yeah. Booker T, this is not SmackDown, where when you screw up, they can do it again. This is live TV. It's Monday Night Raw. Punk was great saying, are you drunk?
Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
Basically, he boiled it down. It's a Raw Active Night where you, the fans, get to choose on the WWE app, which that may talk about in a minute, that you can pick Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton, or Chris Jericho as the opponents for CM Punk later on in the show. Punk said, these people don't even have smartphones. They're not going to download anything. They're a bunch of idiots. And, well, this WWE app. Before we get there, Mace... And Lindsay, thoughts on this segment?
Booker T awkward? It's like, I, even though he explained it, I still don't understand why he was even there anyway.
Because they were in Atlanta, and it's WCW, and it got him a pop. That's basically
They got to remember times where they were actually popular in that area.
Okay. Yeah, but... Punk was just on fire.
But that's because they couldn't use The Rock to bury him this week.
Now she's stealing my gimmick. God damn it, everyone's stealing my shit.
Hashtag gimmick infringement. Although, clue one, this is a Hunter book show and Vince is not there. Raw Active is back, ladies and gentlemen, and they're pushing the app once again.
Oh, this app. Oh, Mace, you have the WWE app.
Oh, yes, it was absolutely great tonight. I say with, all shifty eyes and tension. let's start with the fact that the videos that they usually show during the breaks weren't working. For some reason, that just wouldn't stream whenever it wanted. Like when it was supposed to, and then all of a sudden you had everything stream at once. Like, I'm talking, I saw Chris Jericho's promo at least three times in a row, in fast forward, slow-mo, and normal motion. I also got to see pre-production. Basically, if you did not bother, because it wasn't auto-closing tonight like it usually does, you got to see the other windows. You got to see them turn the camera on and Stryker just doing checks on the mic and adjusting his clothes, then go into an interview and they say, hey, is that all right? And then all the stuff that you usually don't see. And then the app crashed altogether, so. It's been a great night for the WWE app. Make sure you download it.
And
killed it.
Yeah, he did. And they've had this idea for about 4 days now to promote the app and use it all throughout the show.
Well, usually it works quite well. It's just that this time, not so much.
It usually works when they're not promoting you to use it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because this week we got Michael Cole giving us instructions on how to download the said app on your smartphone or your iPad or your tablet or whatever.
And your whatevers.
And your whatevers. Speaking of the WWE app, when we came back from break, we had Randy Orton cut his promo from the WWE app. And this led to Antonio Cesaro taking on the Ryback.
Ryback.
They seem to be going for this matchup quite a bit lately.
Well, testing the waters for pay-per-view feud, I suppose.
Quite possibly. You would think if the amount of time Ryback has won, he would be the number one contender for the United States Championship by now.
But wait, didn't Cesaro just get beaten by an American?
Not for the title.
Oh, okay.
He's never been beaten for the title by an American. No American can beat him for the title.
So maybe that's going to be... No, wait, I'm sorry. Jericho's potentially getting Ryback for Mania.
Yeah, and he's Canadian.
Ryback's Canadian?
No, Jericho's Canadian.
Oh.
So, yes, Ryback won. Match was fine. I could do with without Cesaro losing week after week, but okay.
He's the United States champion. It's a requirement.
Yeah, Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to figure out the fence for it. No, she's right. We got footage of the attack from last week from the Shield, and then we got a really interesting Shield video package, I believe in a little bit later, but in the show. But we have Vicky Guerrero and John Cena backstage. She heard a rumor that John Cena is going to be calling out the Shield tonight. She said that there was a movie called Death Wish, and asked if that's what he was, or has, rather. Cena said there's a show called Raw, and there's a guy named John Cena who won the Royal Rumble, is going to WrestleMania and will become the WWE Champion. But he thinks the Shield needs to be stopped. He said they will be stopped tonight.
Because only one man can do it.
Yes.
Carlisle from Krypton.
Michael Cole promoted the epic announcement later on tonight about the WWE Hall of Fame. We got the Jericho WWE app video package, and then we got the real American Jack Swagger taking on Santino Marella.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Jack Swagger.
With the ankle lock now being called the Patriot Act.
Wow.
That hurts my soul.
It hurts my soul, and I'm not even American. That's like one of those, are you serious? You know, it's... Wow. To name it after a piece of legislation that completely fucked over the American people.
Irony. Gotta love it.
Yeah. Vince, do you know what these words mean?
Well, he kind of does because he's Republican, so he supported it wholeheartedly.
Oh.
Because a lot of people, I'm sure, don't realize this, but Vince McMahon openly supported SOPA.
Yeah.
Openly supported it.
Yep.
Just...
But anyway, we're not a political show.
No, we're not a political show. We're moving on.
That's Tuesday nights on KVR Wrestling Radio.
Thank you.
You set it up. Yeah, anyway. The Shield video package, Lindsay.
Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, my little fangirl heart just flutters.
Up next, Cody Rhodes, with new t-shirt, takes on Alberto Del Rio.
The best thing about this match...
Already missing the tag team.
He looked weird without Sandow, but the best part was the shirt.
Yeah, if you go to WWE shop, Cody Rhodes has a brand new shirt. He's groomed for success or something like that, I think the tagline was.
Yeah, groomed for success. And hipsters everywhere will be going to buy that shirt.
Pretty much.
Speaking of shirts, there's plenty of new shirts on Hot Topic.
CM Punk is not impressed?
CM Punk is not impressed.
I want the Hug It Out shirt. I want it.
That makes me wonder. It's like, with WWE being overly protective of their trademarks, why suddenly has Hot Topic got WWE t-shirts?
They have a deal with Hot Topic.
Ah, that explains it then.
And Hot Topic actually has a lot of shirts that shop doesn't carry. So, and they actually get some really cool shirts, as you've seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, that explains it then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought that they were partnered with, you know, Kmart.
Well, them too. They're partnered with a couple people.
We had this match. It was all right match. Then we got an interruption from the Big Show. In a non-disclosed location, or undisclosed hotel, rather. He's not in arena, but he's at a hotel. Del Rio says he's in a hotel room because he's a coward and has no cojones. Show then told him to speak English. Show said it's hard for him not to snap. He said it would be easy for him to snap Del Rio into two. He said he did Del Rio a favor by leaving on SmackDown. He accused Del Rio... Del Rio of stealing his World Heavyweight Championship. Show said finishing off Del Rio in a parking lot or in the ring in Atlanta does not get him what he wants. What he wants is a match at Elimination Chamber for the World Heavyweight title. He told someone to bring over the signed contract and he will sign it and, you know, they can have a fight at Elimination Chamber.
Yay. So this is the third rematch in as many months? Or something like that. I can't exactly say that I'm impressed that they keep going back to the well on this one.
But I have to applaud them for doing it in a hotel! I'm sorry, I popped because it's like Big Show's in an undisclosed hotel somewhere. What was the last time we saw a hotel segment and the hotel beatdown? I mean, seriously! That was awesome!
Okay, hotel beatdown has been quite a while. The hotel segment, that would be the Al Wilson wedding back in, like, 2009.
No, Al Wilson hasn't been on TV since, like, 2004.
Really? Yeah. Has it been even longer than I thought? Fuck me.
It's been a while since they've done the hotel thing.
Yeah.
The only exception would have to be the AJ John Cena storyline where they had the footage, but...
In the hallway, but that doesn't really count.
No, that doesn't really count.
It's a hallway.
To have them, like, at an actual hotel and have to do what they did, I'm sorry, I popped. It's like, oh my god, they're going out in the real world. I'm so proud. They're growing up.
Yeah, it's good to see. I actually like the fact that they started with... Big Show going, I'm in an undisclosed location. And Del Rio's like, you're at a fucking hotel room. Fine, I'm at a hotel room. It's an undisclosed hotel, all right? Compromise.
Actually, I think it was the W Hotel in downtown Atlanta. Don't ask me how I know that either.
Right.
You're getting something to do in the chat room, Lindsay.
I'm seeing that. Apparently now I'm supposed to draw a Team Hell No shirt, and I have to put Kane in the bunny suit. Actually, I'm working on something with Kane in the bunny suit and Daniel Bryan. It's going to be a part of the Christmas story thing that I'm working on that I have several months to do. So once I figure out all the characters, because Kane's going to be Ralphie, and... Daniel's going to be Randy. little spoiler there. So yeah, I'm working on it, but if I could stick my little Kane character on a shirt, I would. I totally would.
Anyway, moving on. We'll talk about that later. Figure out something. Jerry Lawler announced that tonight, you know, after the power outage with the app and stuff.
I guess. Yeah, God, how many times did we get the reaction of, we had a power outage in the app? Yes, we get it. You're making reference to the Super Bowl last night. Shut the fuck up.
We made more clever ones last night. Anyway.
Exactly.
It was announced. On the WWE app that it will be Chris Jericho. The fans voted for Chris Jericho tonight.
Is anybody stunned?
No, not really. So Chris Jericho and CM Punk will be your main event later tonight. Then we got Daniel Bryan and Kane bickering backstage over whose fault it was that they lost the title match. Bryan says Kane isn't doing his part as his partner. Kane said he thought Bryan could take care of himself. Bryan said he would prove it. Bryan said he didn't want Kane to ruin his chance of getting into Elimination Chamber match, so he ordered Kane to stay back no matter what happens.
Yes, because you could tell that wasn't going to end well.
And go ahead.
I'm just going to say, I know a lot of people said break up. I actually think this is going to make the relationship stronger. Because Brian's going to get in the chamber with, and Kane isn't. And then he's going to be in there by himself and he's going to be fucked.
Yeah. Next. Because every time either Rey Mysterio or Daniel Bryan doesn't get voted into a match, they fight each other on Monday Night Raw, and that's what we got tonight. And they had a hell of a match.
Pretty much. And as of next week, Rey Mysterio is going to be injured.
Well, spoiler alert, Daniel Bryan wins. And then out came Mark Henry. And he beat
somebody, up... somebody gonna... What the fuck is Mark Henry doing here?
Mark Henry's back. He shoves Bryan out of the way and then just beats the crap out of Rey Mysterio. Goes for the Vader bomb type move. Sin Cara, who looked like he botched his tights with the two different colors. And then he tried to dive on the Henry and got caught with the World's Strongest Slam. Mysterio then tried to fight back, but he got taken out by the World's Strongest Slam and then got squished in the corner. Well, Mark Henry screamed, "That's what I do."
Yes. Congratulations, Henry. Welcome back. We so did not miss you.
He'll be a good addition for SmackDown.
Well, yeah, they are needing a better heel presence than the Big Show. So...
And something tells me another former world champion might be sticking his nose into a picture, because it's all about the former world champion's Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
This one might be a little bit more charismatic.
Yeah, okay. I'm not even going to try to, like, argue that. Because in the end, it's going to be the same old, you know, SmackDown Chamber that balls us all to hell anyway.
No, not Jeff Hardy, Kinkins.
It'd be Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett, too. Not him either.
Captain. Think Captain Charisma.
Isn't he a breakfast cereal?
Almost.
Well, he already has the outfit to be the superhero on the cover of the cereal box, so it might work. So what do you think of the match, Lindsay?
I thought it was a great match. I thought they really kind of wasted Henry's return. Because I will say this. I love it when guys just show up randomly. I love it when they do that. They don't advertise them, but I would prefer to see Henry come back at the Rumble in some capacity or some other way other than, oh, look, he just walks out in the middle of Monday Night Raw and messes up Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's like, hey, hey, how you doing, Henry? No, it felt like a waste. But it's good to see him back. He adds name value, and he's probably going in the chamber, which will help boost it a little bit.
He's better than putting the Great Khali in there.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started on the Great Khali. Just don't.
So let's hear
you know, he's the greatest former SmackDown champion of them all.
So after this, we have Daniel Bryan screaming for Kane backstage. And he wanted to know where he was at, where he was. Kane, you know, Kane said, you know, you told me not to come out there. And then Kane said nothing was more important to him than their friendship.
Not.
Yeah.
Bryan asked if he really meant it, and he said, hell no.
Words hurt.
Words hurt, yeah, that was, that. Yeah. Yeah, he said words hurt in this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kane, you are special. And we love you for it.
We do.
So we get more of a Big Show in this hotel room, and a waiter brings some food. And the waiter was asking for a tip, and his, you know, his tip was get a better job. We then got Sheamus versus Kane.
Yeah. It was an interesting match. Interesting mix.
I would like to see more of it.
To change it up a bit.
I would like to see them given more time, maybe on main event, to have a real long match.
On main event?
Because on main event, they get like 20 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, so they actually give them time to have a long match. I know you don't watch main event. I do.
Well, I was about to say, I don't think anybody watches main event.
Well, I have it on when I'm producing the Wednesday show. Anyway, so Sheamus wins. No surprise there. Which, as Lindsay talked about, that Daniel Bryan will probably go into the chamber, and since Kane keeps losing, he might not make it to the chamber.
Well, I'd like to point out, Kane didn't lose of his own volition. His little buddy kind of sort of screwed him over just a little bit, to which I say, Bryan better run.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan came out and, you know, kind of screwed him, and he had a little bit of a smile on his face after it ended. Daniel Bryan looking out for himself.
Just remember, Bryan, you reap what you sow. And his anger issues are worse than yours. He plays with fire.
And you're going to make Lindsay cry.
I don't want them to break up. I love that tag team.
Up next, we had Miz TV. Miz started talking. Heyman told him to stop. He said Heyman was trying to stop Brock Lesnar last week, and then they talked about the footage from the Shield, and then, you know, Miz also recalled Vince almost, you know, firing Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman said he said Punk was screwed and asked Miz if he agreed that Punk was going to mop the floor with the Rock at the Elimination Chamber. Miz said Heyman was changing the subject. Heyman said he would answer all Miz's questions just as soon as he answered a question from the Miz. Answer his question. Miz told Heyman that he was crowding him and told him to take a step back. At one point, we had Vicky Guerrero come out, and this is where it got weird. We almost had a moment of silence, and then we got a prayer for Vince McMahon during this segment.
Awkward.
That was awkward. And at the same time, we also had Vicky telling the world that Paul Heyman had nothing to do with Brock Lesnar retiring last week. She did. She said she was secretly negotiating with with Brock Lesnar and kept it quiet because of his controversial track record. She was trying to impress Vince McMahon with this whole thing, so she could be named permanent general manager of Monday Night Raw. By the way, go listen to The Rock. We have an awesome idea. Anyway, hashtag Rock exclusive. Vicky, if it means anything to you, I believe you, said Paul Heyman. I really do. And then they had their moment of silence and a prayer. And then Heyman said Miz is offering him, is offending him. Miz says he doesn't care. He said he called them both bottom feeders. Miz says it was only a matter of time. And this brought out Brock Lesnar.
Brock smash!
Brock smash, basically. And holy hell, did he beat the shit out of Miz.
Pretty much. This was sort of out of nowhere, and it was like, hi, Brock. Don't kill him. We might need him at some point.
We're going to need him at some point. You shouldn't be killing him with the... Like, he was violently throwing those chairs right at the Miz.
He's shown right back how to do it.
He almost hit I think he hit Miz in the face with the chair.
He missed with the F5, but only just by, like, friggin' millimeters.
Yeah, well, the F5 almost...
One of the chairs... One of the smaller chairs hit him in the head. Yes. I saw that much. And thank God he threw the couch on the other side of the ring.
Yeah. Or unless we would have had... You know, we were scraping more of Miz off the canvas than we probably wanted to.
Yeah.
So, Brock Smash is basically what the segment, and you have Paul Heyman screaming, no more! He's sorry! No more!
It's almost like Heyman's his conscience, or something like that.
Possibly.
Which is weird for Heyman.
By the way, props to Brock Lesnar for throwing the love seat and landing it on its feet.
Yeah, that was good.
Why is it that I want to hire him and Ryback to, like, move house?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out if they're available, because if all it's going to take is the two of them to move in my entire apartment, I am so down for that.
And they'd move it all at once.
I wonder if Vince hires out the roster for moving. I may have to try and find that out.
Yeah, except you wouldn't do it logically and get guys like Lesnar and Ryback. You'd just go and get, like, Ambrose and Barrett. And there'd only be one type of moving that'd be happening in your house.
No, if I'm actually moving, it would be, I would go get Sho, Kane, Ryback, Lesnar, Cesaro...
And then just keep Dean and Wade and...
Yeah, and Dean and Wade could come over and they can help me supervise.
Supervise. If the truck is a-rockin', don't come a-knockin'.
If there's a tie on the doorknob, don't come in. Just wait outside. We'll be done in a bit. By the way, another piece of our plan as far as this segment goes falls into place. Just like to point that out.
Yeah, I mentioned that as you dropped off, hashtag Rock Exclusive.
Yeah. Fuck Comcast. Like, sitting here, and I'm, like, looking at the Kane AI, trying to figure out if how many colors it has, and all of a sudden, everything goes quiet. Everything goes really quiet. I'm sitting here, I'm like, did the call die? The hell, the call died.
And it wasn't me.
Welcome to my world.
I'm not going to badmouth them, because they have to come out and change cable wires at some point. Anyway, up next, Intercontinental Champion Wade Barrett takes on Randy Orton. We got a Bo Dallas promo. He's an underdog with a bite. Not the best first promo by Bo Dallas.
No, but it's a promo.
It it was a nice start. They're building the feud.
Yeah, the rookies have to, like, get out somehow.
Randy Orton wins this matchup. It would help if maybe Bo interfered. But no, Randy Orton wins. Clean. Bill ring. And that wire going crazy.
Nah. Stop breaking your shit.
I wasn't trying to break my shit. It was loose. It's not fixed. Sorry about that, folks. I apologize. Anyway, Fandango lives.
Proof two, it's a Triple H show. Fandango lives.
The fuck? That's all I gotta say is the fuck. It for a second there, I had to think, did somebody just put up a really bad video game render?
No, it's Fandango. Or Fandango. Either way, it was awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is how you the flow.
Yeah, a little bit. You get back on track. It's CM Punk and Chris Jericho. Really good match?
Yeah, in the match that broke the app, supposedly.
Yeah, the match that broke the app. This was a really good match. I liked the finish. It was a really good match. What do you two think?
It's Chris Jericho and CM Punk. How can you go wrong?
Yeah, it's pretty much one of those to be expected.
And at the same time, they pull off different things every time.
Either way, it's still a good match. That's exactly what you expect from them.
Mm-hmm. And then we got our epic announcement for the WWE Hall of Fame. Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah, somebody opened up the checkbook really wide.
I was going to say, how much of Triple H's soul was sold to get that one?
At least 90%.
Yeah. Pretty much at this point. That's probably what it took to get him. So Bruno Sammartino goes in alongside Trish Stratus, who we got the video package from, Bob Backlund, and Mick Foley so far. It's a nice solid group so far they're putting together for the Hall of Fame.
It's nice and solid, but at the same time you can hear the bottom of the barrel being scraped. It's like, who else do we have some favorable position with, or do we have just somebody in general that we can talk to get in this year? It reeks very much of desperation. This again comes down to the point that Omega made the other day, where they really need to start looking at maybe dropping down the amount of people that they induct every year.
And they may stick with the four or maybe five people this year. Who knows?
That'd be good.
We probably get our celebrity induction, so there's that to come.
Yay.
Backstage, Matt Striker is talking with CM Punk, asked where his head is. Right now. Punk said he's mad because Rock is walking around with something that belongs to CM Punk. Punk said he proved that he's the best in the world every minute of every day, and he'll prove it again at the Elimination Chamber.
Shimba.
Wow, Catwoman made a comment. He only had 20% left after snagging the boss's daughter. Good point. Good point.
Yeah, that's right. Good one.
Point WCW in the chat room. she's on the
floor. Oh, good lord, King Kittens. No. No. No.
King Kittens minus 50 points.
Yep.
Oh, I gotta see what he did. What did he do?
He fears that Snooki would be the celebrity induction.
Oh, hell no.
Minus 50 for Kinkins.
To your naughty corner.
All right, Tommy, you got a minus 75 for the whole cast of Jersey Shore. You're at minus 75. That's just, no. Wrong.
Bad chat room. That's a bad chat room.
I mean, we had a good point and then two bad ones. Bad people. Bad. And then he said, anyway, move on. We shall. We have backstage Josh Matthews asking John Cena why he would call it the Shield alone. Cena said last week he would challenge for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. Even though it seems impossible, he said breaking out of his slump and winning the Royal Rumble also seemed impossible. He said the Shield pushed last week, and this week he pushes back. Tommy, minus 150. You keep losing points. Just telling you. I don't know what point to get you, but you're at minus 150.
We just take them off his year end total for the WTR Book'em Challenge.
Yes, that's true. We'll take it off. Then we go back to Big Show because I completely forgot about him eating in his hotel room, and was complaining to Booker that he doesn't have all night. It's 11 o'clock. He should have all night. A guy who looked.
it's not like he's gonna take some travel to his hotel room or anything like that.
No. Of course not. He could just go to bed.
He's a busy man.
Lots of eating and sleeping to do.
Yes. So a guy comes in with the contract. Big Show signs it. You know, the guy tries to interrupt him and saying, you know, trying to mention that there's someone at the door. But, you know, Show tried to rush the guy out by saying he doesn't do birthday tweets or sign autographs or anything. And, when Big Show opened the door, out there stood Alberto Del Rio. They brawled. Big Show got the upper hand, and then Del Rio attacked. He sprayed him with a fire extinguisher, then slammed the fire extinguisher into Show's shoulder. Yeah. Big Show is left laying. Del Rio says stuff in Spanish, and Del Rio leaves, saying that Big Show ate some bad food.
Yawn. Not impressed.
Mace is not impressed.
Mace is not impressed.
I liked it. But I'm weird, so.
It worked. I'll have a comment about the crowd later, because that crowd was off tonight. Anyway, we'll get to that after we finish reviewing. Brad Maddox came out, talked about how he's the innocent victim in this whole thing. He's the wrong man. He basically said he's in this story, he is the hero, so he's calling out Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. Justice awaits you. Come on down, boys. There's more Dean! On the microphone. He thanked him for the invitation, but said they didn't need one. He said Maddox isn't a hero, he's just a rat. Rollins questioned whether Maddox even understands the concept of justice. He said justice is them giving Maddox the beating he deserves. Reigns said it was all business last time. This time, they were going to take the time to enjoy it. Ambrose said they get the feeling that Maddox just doesn't get the Shield, and then they attack and leave him laying. Then, with the triple power bomb, then John Cena's music played. He comes through the crowd. Then we have Ryback coming through the crowd. Then we have Sheamus coming through the crowd. It's time for a brawl. The Shield goes up the ramp and then comes out to WWE locker room. There's nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. The fight is on.
You could have gone out the non-camera side, just pointing that out.
Uh, So yeah, they fought him off. The Shield retreats and they close the show. It was different to end the show that way.
It was a nice way to end the show because it wasn't just, oh my god, John Cena takes out the Shield. It was the locker room does it. And that was nice to see. And it sets up a match at Elimination Chamber, obviously.
Which begs the question what they're doing at Elimination Chamber. It's probably some sort of... Well, that's the thing. How can you have... is Sheamus in the world title? Or is he with the six-man deal?
I think Sheamus is already in the world title match.
But then
I know Ray's in, I know Brian's in. I'm not sure about Sheamus. But even if Sheamus isn't in it, you can find somebody to go in. You could probably, if you wanted to, stick Kane in there.
No. You do, John Cena, Ryback, and Brad Maddox.
Oh, God.
Face turn out of nowhere for no reason.
There's kind of a reason. Yeah, he was beat down. There's a reason.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, I don't buy it. It's more... He got beat down, so he must be... No, sorry.
He got cheated by Heyman and screwed over?
Oh no, I got betrayed. That's pretty much the only reason that he has for this.
Well, isn't that the way, you know, back in the day, old-time wrestling, you know, how heel and face turns worked?
Yeah, but back then they also had, you know, fucking logic and decent reasoning.
Well, to be fair, the show had more logic than it usually does. It had a nice flow to it. I mean, you could tell they built to a point, as Hunter shows usually do. They build to the main event.
Yeah, too bad that building required an app that didn't work.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm not, like, ultra just going on my usual bag the shit out of the show deal. I'm actually feel bad for Triple H, because here it is. He's actually... One of his shows has actually done really well, but the problem was that the main event hinged on a piece of technology that suddenly stopped working. So it's like, you got to feel sorry for him that he didn't really have that much time.
Yeah, but they still pushed the app, and they never said anything was wrong on it, I think, on the broadcast. They said that due to
overwhelming demand from our fans, in other words, you know, the fans crashed it, which is actually bullshit, because they were having issues with that from the second the show started. But, yeah.
And this crowd tonight, I don't know what was up with this crowd, but it was... weird.
Atlanta's an odd town, and they're a hard town. The crowd is easy, blah, 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 either really hot or really cold.
And it'll be interesting to see if it was different in the building than it came off on TV.
I find crowds, like, if there's any crowds that are really going to tell you, like, a true barometer of what's going on with the company, is places like Atlanta, Philadelphia, and New York, and even Canada are sort of your real barometers on how the crowd feels about the company. Because they're your hardcore wrestling areas. So maybe it's just the crowd just doesn't like the current product, so they're not getting overly excited about it.
Yeah, and when they went to Hell in a Cell, the crowd was the same way, and Vince was really pissed off because they weren't excited, and it's like, well, you're not giving them anything to be excited about.
And also they've been running Atlanta a lot lately.
Yeah, they have. They've been going through there a lot more because ever since they have Mania there. So
that might be a turn up. We might be skipping Atlanta the next time around, possibly.
God damn it, if they stop going to Atlanta and I move back, I'm going to be really pissed. It's bad enough they stop coming here. If they stop going to wherever I move to next, I'm just not going to have a happy.
So
that's their plan all along, you see.
Yeah, that was their plan.
They found out you were in Atlanta, so they decided to start doing shows there again. And when you move back there, they're going to stop doing shows there.
That's usually how it works, because I moved out of there, and they fucking brought WrestleMania to Atlanta, and I was like, God damn it! By the way, shouldn't they be announcing the next WrestleMania City soon?
Give it 13 days.
I thought it was pretty much a lock that it was going to be New Orleans.
So when there are New Orleans in 13 days, don't announce it. Give them time.
Are they going to have it at the same arena as the Super Bowl?
Yes.
The Undertaker's going to have an easy entrance then.
Actually, they could do a really cool entrance with Taker with all the voodoo shit that goes on in New Orleans. They could tie into that hardcore. Just think of him wandering around the cemeteries down there and shit. Oh, that'd be awesome.
I love seeing one of those stereotypical Jamaican fortune tellers that you see in like the comedy shows and stuff like that. And you see The Undertaker come out and go to one of them. No?
No.
I'm now...
Fuck you all then.
God damn it. Here's another anger buddies. Daniel Bryan and Kane go to a fortune teller.
Yes!
The fortune teller tells them who really is the tag team champion.
Exactly.
Yes! They can go to the same one that Booker T went to the last time he feuded with The Undertaker.
So there you have it, folks. 3 hours of Monday Night Raw, condensed down to about 50 minutes.
Yay!
Which means our show is over now. That's where we wrap up the show and...
Unless, do we have anything we really want to discuss about, like, the show in overall?
Not really.
Do you?
The only thing that, like, I feel that comes from this is we might have a 3-on-3 chamber match. Considering there's the possibility of no actual Raw Championship chamber being done this year.
Well, there can't be.
Well, obviously. But you get what I'm saying, though.
Oh, I know, I understand, yeah.
Rather than having a Raw chamber or, you know, a number one contendership chamber or some BS like that, you do a 3-on-3 tag, like elimination tag type scenario. Almost War Games-like.
Wait, you want to use the Elimination Chamber for what it was actually designed to do? You crazy!
Sorry. Forget I said anything.
So yeah, that's a possibility. They're doing either a 6-man tag match, or the chamber would be great. And it would tie in where the Shield has nowhere to run, nowhere to go. They can't escape.
Yeah, and then it locks them in up against the three men that they've wronged, with the referee being Brad Maddox.
Ooh.
Which side is he on?
Yeah. Which adds more intrigue, but then again, that would almost make everything seem too good, which means it'd take away from the main event. We can't have that. Forget I said anything. Because you can't overshadow The Rock. We know this. Even when he's not there, oh my god, video package sucking his dick.
He is the WWE champion.
They would have done it even if he didn't have the belt.
He's their biggest star.
He's an actor pretending to be a wrestler.
So are a lot of people on the roster.
Go fuck yourself.
Actually, in John Cena's case, isn't he a wrestler pretending to be an actor?
No, no, he's a manufactured piece of shit pretending to be a human being.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, here it is once again, Rock bringing it without actually being there. Either you decide to come back to the company full fucking time, like Jericho did, or fuck off and be an actor.
Well, to be fair, it's 1 week. He's going to be there the rest of the time.
Maybe.
He's booked for every other show, just about.
And
yeah,
he's
just
doing
about.
That I believe every show he's been announced for, and a few SmackDowns.
He's gonna say he's doing SmackDown. I think that gives him a little levity to do miss a Raw or two, seeing as he's doing SmackDowns, which is way more than he did last year.
No, not really.
You'll just never be satisfied.
I'm sorry if I would actually like to see the WWE champion actually show up on the fucking show every time that he's needed.
Was he needed tonight?
Maybe.
It wasn't a yes, it was a maybe. So there you go. Point proven.
You know what? Fuck it. This is my last Raw post show. I'm not going to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Starting right now.
And he hung up the phone, by the way. So, this has been another edition of the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, a special start time of 10 p.m. Eastern. Amy Lee will be on the program. Wednesday night is just another goddamn wrestling show at 8:30 p.m. Eastern with Jed Schaefer, Brian Blotty, and Scott Barry. Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, it's The Rack, Lindsay.
We'll be talking all about Impact, and hopefully we'll have a lot less awkward moments. So tune in and listen!
Yes, it's award-winning, so you should check it out, people. Saturday night, midnight-ish at CBS Radio with myself, Rob Parks, and Subway. We talk about the weird, wacky, and the unusual. Sunday night, it's Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, as we will talk all about, the week in pro wrestling. And you might want to check out the website at 9 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. Just saying. Plus, we'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show Live right here at on the Wild Talk Radio Network at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, covering Monday Night Raw. Lindsay, plug some stuff.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LANSWARD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. Please go to CassidyRiley.net and buy his stuff. He would greatly appreciate it, as would I. And of course, listen to all the other fine programming on this network, as we greatly appreciate it when you do.
Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Join our Facebook group at Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow the Rack on Facebook, Facebook.com/WTR The Rack. Go to memlanepromo.com. Go to PWmania.com. And yes, we'll be back next Monday night for another edition of this show. So for Mace, who walked off the show, and for Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rockin'. We'll see you next Monday night, right here, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Knowledge itself. So for now, Mark Breck is living life for wealth. Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now.